we're a restaurant, but we're also a butcher shop. So having our customers come back in and getting to see people's faces and like looking forward to full dining rooms and full patios, it really kind of energizes us as a business.
720 WGN High atop Chicago, the Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line with the country's superstar butchers, chef, and driving force over the highly acclaimed public and quality meats, the one and only chef Rob Levitt. Welcome to WGN.
I'm happy to be here.
It's great to have you, especially at a time in the restaurant world that's a cause for celebrations, not only for the industry, but for all of the fans. And sort of a recurring theme as we kind of talk to some of the places is this is really the first restaurant week, you know, in a few years, right? That's been sort of what you could hope for. Everyone's excited. You hope for good things, big things, few restrictions. It's back to what people love.
Yeah, it's been nice. It's been nice, you know, because we're a restaurant, but we're also a butcher shop. So having our customers come back in and getting to see people's faces and like looking forward to full dining rooms and full patios, it really kind of energizes us as a business.
You know, over the years, of course, we've seen some of the stories and people will know that through the pandemic, you know, a lot of people doing a lot more cooking at home. And that's one of the things that you guys have always done is give the people the meat that makes their meals and takes their meals to the next level. So you've always had like interest, but you're a people person, you know, with all the demos and the cooking classes. Of course, we remember Cajon 555 and all that kind of stuff. Talk a little bit about that. Not every butcher, you don't always think of them as sort of, you know, that at one with the people kind of person, but that's big for you.
Well, I mean, I think that's a really good sign of the sort of modern butcher industry, because there's like the old school stereotype of the sort of the grumpy butcher that, you know, doesn't have the time of day and doesn't want to work, talk to people. But, you know, me and some other people that are sort of my generation of butcher all over the country, like it's different. We have more of a story to tell and we want people to know that like we're really careful with where we're getting our meats from, and we take the time to really butcher the animals and find different cuts and different things to do with them. And we put a lot of pride in the sausages and the salumi and all the things that we make. So we actually really enjoy engaging with our customers and kind of giving them a glimpse into what we do, so that when they do take something home, whether it's a dry aged ribeye or whether it's, you know, a couple links of sausage, that it becomes more than just something to eat. There's a story to tell, and they're bringing a little bit of us home, and it makes the meal a little bit more special, a little bit more of an event. And we try and do that whether it's a big fancy meal or whether it's just a Tuesday night supper. It's, you know, we try and make it a little special.
You talk about some of the differences between maybe the butchers of past generations, and I think as much as the butchers have changed, right, the public has changed too, where people are so much more in tune and informed and, you know, curious, right? And so it is really sort of a relationship, right, where people are asking for certain things, you're being responsive, you're suggesting and educating along the way. It really does go both ways.
It does. It's fun because we have people who come in for the first time, and we always try and make sure that we have things in our case that they're going to recognize, you know, whether it's a chicken breast or whether it's, you know, a steak or whatever, some sausages. And we hope that the interaction and the quality of the product is going to bring them back. And when they come back time after time, then we start to steer them into the direction of, well, if you like this, you should try this. Or, you know, we just made this thing that you've probably never had before, and I bet you'd really like it. And so the relationship grows and the trust grows. And the best is that, you know, we also have a cafe, so people will come in to shop, but then they can sit down and eat. Or people will decide that they love buying our products so much, so they're, you know, when they're going to do when they have some special event, they're going to have us cater it, or they're going to have a private party in our space in the evening, because we're a really versatile business, and it's, you know, you win people over either through the cafe or through the butcher shop, and then they become these really good customers, and they go around from the different restaurants in the group. And it's like one of the beautiful things about One-Off Hospitality is that our regulars aren't necessarily location specific. So it's really fun because we can say, oh, you know, this person came in to Avec last night, and now they're here buying a steak, or now they're here having lunch today. And it's definitely a culture, you know. It's really fun.
Before we get into sort of the dishes for restaurant week coming up, that is, you know, March 25th through April 10th, is you kind of touched on it, and you've always been a trailblazer in a bunch of different ways, and your fans will know that, and the things that you did and built at Butcher and Larder. But talk about, you mentioned sort of this greater support system that is Paul Kahn and the restaurants and One-Off and all that. As much as you are able to accomplish and kind of, you know, pave your path on your own, how cool is it to be part of a really big team that has, whether it's great concepts or restaurants or chefs, just that whole support system.
It's amazing. I mean, you know, it was great to do things on my own and to go after things that I was really interested in that I wanted to pursue and sort of try and make a name for myself. But then when somebody like Paul Kahn, who's been a hero for most of my career that I've known about since I was a young cook, you know, when he comes to you and says, I want you to be part of the team, I mean, that's pretty much all there is. It doesn't get much better than that. So not only do I get to come into and work with a really amazingly wonderful team of good people who are very talented and dedicated, but I get to do it knowing that, you know, I can, at any time I can call Paul Kahn and say, I'm thinking about this thing or this event, or I need your opinion on this, or can you come and taste this thing I'm working on? Like, to get to work with him on a daily basis is pretty astounding.
It's so cool, right? It's like ultimate validation, and as great and successful as you can be on your own, to be sort of drafted into the sort of the culinary New York Yankees, right? And to be a part of that great team is really, really cool. So let's talk about Restaurant Week and what it is that you guys have. One of the great things about it is that you're going to have all your fans are going to show up and get the things that they know and love and appreciate. But also, because of the way that it's set up, you know, you get a lot of new people in there that are trying things out and may come into Publican Quality Meats for the first time. So fill people in on what it is they're going to experience when they see you over this period.
So our Restaurant Week is pretty special. You know, we've tried things in the past, and you know, I think because we're a place that lots of people go to for lunch day in and day out anyway, Restaurant Week was never really much of a thing for PQM, but this year we decided, and it took a lot of conversations to figure out how to do it, but we decided, you know, we used to do, for years and years and years, we used to do cassoulet dinners. And cassoulet, for those who don't know, is it's this amazing stew of beans and sausage and duck confit, and there's pork ribs, and it's really, really rich and sort of, it's like the ultimate comfort food. And we bring in this amazing chef from the heart of cassoulet country. His name is Chef David, and he's a good friend of Paul's. And we would bring him in, and we'd do these nights where we just have all these people, and we're all eating this rich thing. And it has a cult following. And every year that we've been going through this pandemic, it's one of the most consistent questions I get is, when is cassoulet coming back? And so we decided, let's do it for Restaurant Week. You know, we thought about, do we do it like during the day? Do we do it on the weekends? And ultimately it was like, let's just open up at night. And for 17 nights, we'll fill our dining room and we'll serve cassoulet. And it's been wildly popular. We've got a lot of nights sold out. We still have some seats available. So, you know, I got to tell everybody, you got to go to publicandqualitymeats.com and get the last remaining seats that are available. Because if you've never had cassoulet, and if you've never had this cassoulet, it's like, this is a great opportunity to do it. $55. We've got an amazing selection of wines to go with it. And then the dish is just really, really special. So it's something that's, you know, all of our regulars are going to come out, and we're hoping we can put some new people in here to not only to see the store, but to try like a little piece of PQM history.
Wow. 825 West Fulton Market Street is the place. Where we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. And you're selling it, Rob Levitt, because, you know, it makes people want it. They're thinking, oh my gosh, I get in, and you put the fact that there's only so many spots in there. Now, you see, as things get sort of back to normal, is this the kind of thing that people can look forward to coming back? Or maybe if the response is so huge, you'll build it back in as things, you know, hopefully get back to the way people love them this summer.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. We do cassoulet in the fall, like right before Thanksgiving. So my hope is that we do it now, and then eventually we'll get to bring Chef David over from France again and do it like the way we used to, where we have just the whole place is packed full of people, and it's just this one giant party. And he's the ultimate party animal. but I think as long as numbers, the COVID numbers stay down and everybody's safe, and we're, you know, continuing this momentum of being able to dine in. And I think we can, we look forward to doing cassoulet again, like we used to. And we already have like lots of wine dinners and other events, wine tastings. And, you know, we're looking at all kinds of fun programming for the summer. Our patios, every time it's nice out, the patio opens up, and it's going to be open regularly not too long from now. And we just changed over our menu, so it's really focused on all the wonderful things that we make in-house, the mortadella and the salumi and all the wonderful stuff. So we're ready. We're ready to get back to having a full patio and a full dining room and lots of people just enjoying what it is that we do, and and we enjoy serving.
Yeah, hopefully Chicago Restaurant Week can be the thing that sort of kicks off that entire vibe and attitude. Let the listeners know we're talking with Chef Rob Levitt from Publican Quality Meats. And as we let you go, Chef, give the information, whether it's the website, online, make those reservations, see not only the things for Restaurant Week, but all those other great reasons to stop by. And then social media-wise, even for you or for the store, places to keep up with all the adventures.
Yeah. So if you want information on Cassoulet or if you want to book your reservation, so you can go to publicandqualitymeats.com. That's meats plural. And you can find all the info you need on there. If you want to see what the other restaurants are doing, you can go to, for us, you can go to oneoffhospitality.com. You can go to the individual, you know, Publican restaurant or Avec, and you can check out their offerings, which are amazing. And then for everything, it's eatitupchicago.com will be the full list of everything. And then as far as other things we're doing, the best way to see what PQM is up to is either my Instagram, which is at Rob_Levitt, L-E-V-I-T-T, or the butcher shop's Instagram, which is at Publican Quality.
He's one of the best butcher, maybe the best butcher in the business, certainly in the area. So thanks so much, Rob, for everything you've done, you know, for the Chicago food scene and everything over the years. And, of course, for Restaurant Week and for jumping on the show today.
It's always a pleasure.